Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592.
It took me a minute. I caught it.
You got it now?
Yeah, I caught it.
All right, we're good to go.
Kyle's so messy.
We'll get back to everyone's phone calls. Kyle's the messy one. The messy one wears number 11 in Midnight Creed. All right, let's get to this, Hugh. We need to...
Where's number 11?
Well, am I wrong?
So reckless.
Am I wrong? All right, can we do a little Big Hugh breakdown here? We need a Big Hugh breakdown of whatever the heck was going on yesterday. All right, so A.J. Brown yesterday, 2 catches for 7 yards. They did try to get him the ball 9 times. That didn't work out. Then, of course, Hugh, we get this tweet after the game. I'll read the quote, and then I need your analysis of this. Quote, if you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw, don't make a scene, shrug your shoulders, and be on your way. Hugh Douglas, I didn't play the game. You did. I'm gonna opposite Ryan Clark you. What do you got?
We knew this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. We knew that if we didn't get A.J. Brown involved in this offense, that this would somewhat be a problem. It's unfortunate that it's gone the route that it's gone. I kind of feel his pain a little bit because we know who we're dealing with, you know, as far as the athlete, the man, and where he sees himself. He's a dominant player. Now, I think throughout all this, there's a lot going on with this, and there's a lot that we don't know. Because I look back at last week against the Rams, he looked the same to me. He looked the same to me. But I will say that listening to pundits, especially pundits that have played the game, I don't know what to think when it comes to A.J. Brown. I was listening to Jason Avant the other day. Well, yesterday, I should say. And some of the things that he said that, if I'm being honest, jaws didn't come out and say it directly, but he kind of echoed his sentiment that teams are kind of playing A.J. like he's not that dude anymore. And to be fair to A.J., I don't watch the game that way. I don't watch it and look at the perimeter players and the fringe players that, you know, catch the ball in the corners and everything like that. But I thought that when a guy that played that position says that, now you got to go back to the lab and you got to look at that a little bit. So I will definitely be watching the game differently this weekend.
All right. So what do you make of what AJ is saying here? The body of what he's saying, the spirit of
his... He's frustrated.
Okay.
He's frustrated, Joe. He's frustrated because this is why I'm kind of torn with what I've heard. Because I saw AJ last week look like the AJ Brown of old. Mm. And then you get certain things that are being said like, okay, he's not running hard. He's not getting open. And things of that nature. Which is it? Like, is his skills starting to diminish? Or are they just not seeing him in offense? Yeah. I don't know. It's really, really hard to say. I think that moving forward, we have to figure out a way to appease him and get him back on the same page. Because we're going to need him. We're going to need him, man.
Well, of course they're going to need him. He's an excellent player. But that word appease, I'm done with. They gave him 9 targets yesterday. Now, Jalen Hurts didn't connect on some of them. And Elliott's been posting this morning some of the cut-ups of the passes.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen missed him a couple times. I mean, he threw it to him, and they were bad throws. I thought Jalen's accuracy in the first half was outstanding. His accuracy in the second half was not. I mean, he had a couple throws. He threw the ball out of bounds. AJ's got a step on the corner. The safety's not there. That ball's floated in bounds. AJ probably comes down with it for a 30 or 40 yard gain. He threw the ball 5 yards out of bounds. I mean, Jalen had some tough throws there. He didn't make them. But that happens. That's part of football. Jalen's not going to hit 90% of his passes. He's going to sail some. You know, he can't hit every deep ball. So I'm not annoyed at Jalen. It's just a fact. He missed him.
Mm-hmm.
But do we have to do this every time? They have won 20 out of 21 football games. I'm at the point where I'm starting to roll my eyes at A.J. Brown.
And that's fair.
Enough.
And that's fair, Joe.
We all get it. And all of this would hit a little different if they're not scoring points. It would hit a little different if they're not winning football games. Yesterday, they won the game and they scored a good amount of points. And I know he wants the ball and he thinks they're better when he gets the ball. Am I the only one that saw that they were worse when they were getting the ball yesterday? When they weren't forcing it to him, they were better in the first half. When the target started going in the second half to him, they didn't move the ball. It felt like in the second half, Jalen almost threw two picks trying to force the ball to AJ. So when you say the word appease, that's
appeasing.
I know
that rubs you the wrong way.
Because they're appeasing him. I'm going to get you the ball. Well, it was almost an interception. I want them to score points. I don't care if it's Dallas Goedert or Devontae Smith or Saquon or Jalen.
Totally understand.
John Metchie. I don't care who scores.
But there are going to be games. And I think that there has to be a happy medium. I mean, we know the history of most receivers, most good receivers that play that position. You very rarely do you have a receiver that is that caliber that doesn't have a lot to say. I mean, that's just kind of par for the course. So when I say appease, that's exactly what I mean. I know it might not sound like what everybody wants to do, but we're going to need AJ. AJ is a big part of what we do. I know it doesn't feel like that right now, but we need to figure out a way to get him more involved in offense. I don't think it's that hard, Joe. I really, really don't. When you look at the player of his caliber and the things that he's able to do, it doesn't feel like it should be that hard to get him involved.
It doesn't feel like it should, but it's become that. I mean, it really has. I mean, you go back to the end of last season, he's had two big games out of the last, like, nine. It's become hard for them. It just, that's the fact.
And that's the thing. I think that's the biggest thing you got to try to figure out. Why is it so hard when you get a – because, like, when you look at just the physical aspect, the physical specimen that he is, going up against the guys that he's going up against. He outweighs most of the corners that he's going against, and he out-physicals most of the corners that he's played. So I don't understand how hard is it to get him the football.
That's what I feel like I tell myself once a week. It's like, why can't we just throw a freaking slant to A.J. Brown? Like, you said it. He's like double the size of some of these corners he's going up against.
He is a size advantage.
Right.
Every Sunday.
Well, then just put him out in the sling. Give him the freaking football.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand. Like, I didn't play quarterback. And I know there's a lot more to it than, hey, throw him the ball.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like it should be. To me, it doesn't feel like it should be that hard.
And the gap between AJ and the receivers in the NFL that are getting a lot of catches now is starting to, as the season continues, right, we're month in,
mm-hmm.
it's starting to become extreme. Are you ready for some of these numbers? Mm-hmm. AJ Brown. You're not ready or you are?
No, I'm ready, but I know you're about to hit me with some reality.
This blew me away when I looked at it this morning. A.J. Brown, through four games, has 14 receptions. You want to know who he's in the same area with 14? Zach Ertz. Troy Franklin, who plays for the Broncos. They haven't even played their fourth game yet. He has the same amount of receptions as Saquon Barkley, who's our dump-off guy, right? He's our running back.
Mm-hmm.
He has the same amount of receptions as David Njoku, of Jonnu Smith as Juju Smith-Schuster. Okay, so he has 14 catches. I don't know if everyone's noticed because, you know, again, it's all happening fast. The league just went through 4 weeks here. Here are the top. Puka Nacua. You know how many catches he has, Hugh, in 4 weeks?
30.
42.
Mm.
14 versus 42.
I mean, but they're more of a they're primary passes.
Okay,
that's no excuse. But I hear you.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, who plays for a running team, right?
Yeah,
the Lions are balanced.
He's about 25.
27. He has double. Something's going on.
It's like what I brought up a few weeks ago. Like, why does AJ and Jalen not have that same rapport that Stafford had with Kupp, that he has with Puka right mm-hmm. now, that Aaron Rodgers had with Devontae Adams? Like, this
St. Brown and Goff. Yeah,
yeah. Like, they should be doing this stuff in their sleep. by now.
I agree. And for some reason, they can't. I want him to get the, I want him to make splash plays too. We all do. He's a great receiver and has had an incredible run as an Eagle. I don't need the complaining or the cryptic stuff every single time. They just won their 20 out of 21 games. Enough. All right, Jason Avant, Hugh referenced it. Jason Avant, NBC Sports Philadelphia, pretty critical of A.J. Brown and his route running after the game yesterday.
I have to say this about A.J. Brown. I have to say this about it, is that A.J. Brown is being played like a receiver that can't run anymore. The secondary is looking at A.J. Brown like a guy that is reluctant to go by them, and that's what's happening. They're sitting on routes. Yep. So that's something that A.J. Brown has to look in the mirror and say, what am I doing in order to get this type of coverage? But they're playing him like his name is Jason Avant out there running go routes. You can't do that, right? So I think A.J. Brown has to do a little bit better when it comes to coming off the ball every single time. That third down late in the game, the last time they had the ball, or, you know, significant had the ball, it was an out route. First of all, he oversplit, meaning he split too wide, and it was an out route against zero coverage, and then he quit on a route. So you can't do those things, and that's something that if A.J. Brown wants the ball, you have to run the routes the right way and also come off the ball so guys don't sit.
But he still has it in him to do it the way he's always done.
I don't know that. I think that's what Jason's saying. Maybe he does that because the go routes, you got to go to get the box for the quarterback. In other words, when you get it out of your stance, you don't get to that sideline. You got to take it upfield so the quarterback can take you away from where that defender is. The balls are, he was throwing deep. He was right in the sideline. There was no window for Jalen Hurts to stick that ball into, no box to throw into, and the balls are out of bounds. There wasn't an area, some air under where he could throw the football.
Well, see, listen, I'm just saying how the defense is playing him.
Right.
Right? Whether A.J. Brown can do it or not, the defense is saying that you can't run by me, and that's the way they're playing. Well, they're playing him like that.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah, and you – and I implore people, because I don't, you know, we have a propensity to, when we hear things, we don't understand what's being said.
Not us.
And you go.
Not on this show.
Well, not on this show, but a lot of people do that. He never said that A.J. Brown couldn't do it. That was more of kind of like where Jaws was leaning towards. He's telling you what he sees as a guy that has played the position.
It sounded to me like he's telling you the opponent doesn't think AJ
and
could do it
AJ
right now.
AJ hasn't done anything to debunk that. That's what he's saying. He's more when I listen to what Jason's saying, it's more he's questioning the effort.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
More so than the ability.
You heard? Did you hear the same word I heard? The Q word.
What's
he
that?
Said he quit on routes.
Yeah, he's questioning the effort, and that might come from being frustrated, knowing that he's not going to get the ball. Now Jaws is talking about something totally different, and I tremendous amount of respect for Jaws. Would never go against him because he played quarterback. But Jaws is basically saying he might not be that dude anymore.
I mean, none of this is wonderful news. I mean,
And here's the thing. When I think of AJ, I think to that last the Rams game. He looked like that dude to me. Now, that's only one sampling size out of three games.
Four.
Well, I was he played well in the one game, and the other three he was kind of disappeared. You know what I mean? That's what I. But you're right. Four game.
One out of
four. Yeah.
One out of four.
Whatever. We figured it out. But anyway, the point that I'm making is, I don't. The verdict is still out.
Yeah.
And it's on AJ to go out there and show who he is, because I think right now everything that's being said, whether it's right or wrong, it could be validated from what you see on film or what other people see on film.
Look, I would love to change my mind on this by the time we get to the offseason. Mm-hmm. If I had to guess right now, he's not going to be on the Eagles next year.
Why?
Because he doesn't seem happy, and they're paying him $33 million, and he has 14 catchers through four games. It's just the math doesn't math on
no,
this.
No, I hear what you're saying, but
if I had to guess right now, next year's Eagles, A.J. Brown will not be on the team. He'll either force his way out of here, or they'll say, this juice ain't worth the squeeze. Puka Nacua had 14 catches yesterday, and this guy's got 14 catches through four games. So what are we doing?
I'm like, I think I'm left wondering again, what's the point of this relationship for either side?
I agreed. So, I think at some point, you know, there's like the mutual parting of the ways. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll go to him and they'll say, I don't know if this is working anymore. And he'll say, it's obviously not working anymore. Let's all move on. Like, I just, unless something changes in the next X amount of weeks, and it's not about wins and losses. They win anyway. Right? Like, you can't say, oh, if they win, they'll keep them. They win anyway. So, it's like, what is he annoyed for?
He's the only one not happy.
He's the only one seemingly. They all seem to be very happy after wins, except him. I don't believe he's going to be here next year. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is a relationship that's going to run its course. And would it shock me if they won another Super Bowl like this? No. They could absolutely win the Super Bowl. And he's pissed off the whole time.
Contributions over credit, Joe.
That's exactly right. Wise coach told us that. Let's go to Barry in Delaware. What's up, Barry?
Barry.
Hey, so how are you? Mr. Douglas.
Yes.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Look, boss, you play this game.
Mm-hmm.
One thing he never did watching you, I've been in this country for many years, that you come out and like complain about some of that stuff, even when you lose or somebody mess up the game. You've been a team player, right? That's number one.
Yes.
It's clear.
Yes.
Number two is this guy, A.J. Brown, he is one of the most selfish creatures that I've never seen. When this started between him and the quarterback, Jalen Hurts, mm-hmm. everybody thinks Jalen Hurts is the guy that doesn't throw the ball. Yesterday, let's go through the tape. How many times Jalen Hurts comes to him? He does not come back for the ball.
At least nine times.
Three executive times, he does not come back for the ball. Well, guess what? Just like Jason Avant said, at some point, you have to come off your route nicely and come back for the ball. But he stands there and expects the ball to come meet him. The guys know how to play him. And they also know it's not a deep threat like Speedy.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? They just cover him like it's a running back.
Mm-hmm.
So once they bracket him off, he can come off of it, and he has to play as a team player. You can't just and I agree with Mr. Giglio. He is not going to be here next year, because one thing I respect about the owner of these Eagles and this club. They don't take foolishness. They don't care how much good you are. If you mess up, you don't want to be a team player, you cannot chastise their organization. And all the time, you're going to come and tweak something. Shut up, man. The team is winning. It's not every day you're going to have a shot. You're going to have to throw the ball to you. And come and fight hard. I see receivers, they come and fight hard for the ball. It's not like they don't have to throw to you 50-50 time. Sometimes it's a going route. Sometimes you have to come back for the ball. Because the offense line is not working right now. It's your position to help the quarterback. But I can guarantee you, if he continues to do this within six games, they will get rid of him. Because, you know, we don't want this in the city. And you know what? I blame some of the same people on this ready talk show, like the day show, like the morning show,
mm-hmm.
Jody Cameron.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just like what they do with Carson Wentz. They spread a nice sheet for him. No matter what wrong the boy do, they always elevate his star.
That's right.
That's Joe.
Look,
that's Joe.
Look what happened to Carson Wentz. It's not here anymore. And it's the same thing. The same thing the other show in the evening. The so-called, whatever they call you, Brett, call himself, whatever his name is, on the evening show.
Brodes?
They don't.
Brodes? Killing Brodes.
No, no.
It don't matter.
The Ike Show.
You're talking about Spike.
Oh, Spike Eskin.
I don't call him Spike. I call him Brett.
Brett. Oh, Brett. Not Brodes. Oh, Brett. I got you. Brett.
Yeah, Brett. So that's the same thing. Anything AJ do, they would just give it, you know, they'll give it to okay and blame.
Yeah, no, Barry, you're right. We're done with that. We're not giving AJ a pass anymore. Barry, I like what you're saying. Barry, you're a good phone call. Barry's rocketing up the best callers. I mean, maybe it's because he agrees with me. I like that. But no, Barry brings some good points to the table. You listening, taking notes from Barry?
Yeah, I mean, I hear him. I mean, but I think we are at a time where we need to understand.
Oh,
well, understand we need what? To try to understand what's going on with AJ. Yeah, and try
you're
to make
you
it
better
better.
Do the stupid third eye thing again.
You're going to drive me crazy this
Wait
week.
Wait a minute,
you're going to drive me nuts.
I'm trying to get to the Super Bowl.
You're asking
man.
Eagles fans to be understanding?
I'm trying to get to the Super Bowl. And you know, I don't want to repeat history where the quarterback and the receiver are having beef when there's no need to have
They've
beef.
They've already had beef. Last year, Brandon Graham did a 20-minute monologue on how much beef they have, and they still won the Super Bowl.
He means his history.
I know.
No, I'm just saying. He did do a 20-minute monologue.
Yeah, he did. Like, I never got so many text messages for something going on WIP. You listening right now? You hear the BG show?
No.
It's what?
Down the street. I'm like, hold up.
What happened? What'd he say?
Let him cook.
Keep going. And they won the Super Bowl.
We don't need that type of drama.
No, but
no
AJ
more,
just does the passive aggressive. Just enough.
Yeah, the passive aggressive. That's a lot.
I would like him to have more production too. We all would.
Is it passive aggressive anymore though?
Well, like my favorite thing is the not make a scene.
It's
he's making a scene.
Quite literally making a scene.
Well, but
on
he
Twitter.
Acts like, oh, I'm being a grown up. I'm not saying anything. But
just
I'm saying
shrug
something.
Your shoulders and walk away, and then tweet about it.
No, I went on the line, Jesus. And some of my friends were like, "Hugh, AJ crashing." Out. And I was like, "What?"
The people turn to you. I'm telling you.
No.
And you're giving the guy a pass, and Barry from Delaware is not listening to your crap anymore.
To be understanding.
I'm just trying to understand, dude. It's better to head these things off at the pass than instead of
Hold on.
Letting them fester.
We're like a minute away from Hugh saying he just finds it fascinating.
I know.
Dude, this is crazy.
And we're a minute away from me cursing. All right, let's go to Junior in Texas. What's up, Junior?
This is crazy.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, Junior? What's up?
You know what? I have to hard disagree with you about AJ. And here's why. I'm interpreting this as AJ has all these ideas for the offense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things that we're not seeing. Put the wide receivers in motion. Scheme guys open. Stop running corner routes and out route combos 90% of the freaking time. I feel like they're just not listening to him or Devontae Smith when it comes to these ideas. Because yesterday, there's a video of them walking in the tunnel. Both of them have their heads down. Both of them look frustrated. Both of them look like they're completely checked out. And throughout the game, we're just not seeing, again, I said this week one or week two, there's a refusal to adjust from this coaching staff. You adjust as the game goes on. Todd Bowles did it and completely shut us down the second half. And this coaching staff just stuck with their guns and with what they're originally going to do. Even the offensive line on the run games. There's no trap plays. There's no counters. There's nothing else. Everything that made us successful last year is just not there. It's just, oh, let's just do the power football game and throw Grant Calcaterra out there to block and see what happens. Like, there's nothing that would even slightly confuse a defense as to what we're doing, and it's frustrating to watch.
I agree, Drew. The closest we've gotten to creativity is what they did in the red zone yesterday, right? The passes to Goddard and then the fake tush push. That's the closest it's felt to, oh, wow,
absolutely.
We kind of tricked someone a little bit and got someone wide open. Other than that, it really has been Jalen, stand back there and try to find someone, if not run, and try to make a play. I mean, it doesn't feel like there's a lot of creativity to most of our offense.
And I think the best run of the day came from when they finally decided to run a trap play and they pulled Landon Dickerson to the right side.
Yep.
And A.J. Dillon took it like 9 yards.
Yeah,
they,
you're right. That,
never went back to
that
it.
Was the best. You're dead right. That was the best run we had the entire day. And it was out of A.J. Dillon. Junior, we appreciate the phone call. The more we talk through the game, Hugh, there is a sense that people are frustrated even though they won again because we expect more out of the offense. And
that's
I think
exactly what it is.
Showing us the first half, it's like, all right, now it's clicking, right? Second half last week, first half this week. And then whatever the heck happened in the second half this time, it's just like it doesn't make any sense.
And it's disjointed.
Yeah, and I understand Todd Bowles was really good, right? And they adjusted. I didn't think we were going to get to 48 points and double up our first half numbers, but I think we expected a little bit more. And now we got the AJ stuff, which
you knew it was coming, though. I mean, who didn't know? Like, let's be honest.
Yeah.
We knew, like
they did throw the ball to him 9 times. We can't pretend they forgot about
it. I mean, but we knew it was coming. Mm. We knew it was coming because we all said at some point when we were having conversations that, hey, it's only a matter of time. And last week, we staved it off for like a week.
Yeah.
And then it just came back. It came back Sunday. It was like, wow, because I had to go look at my, ooh. I was like,
oh, no, what did he say? What's he posting? Oh, he's upset.
No, because I ain't gonna lie, I took a nap after the game. I was tired.
We know. Yeah, it was 4:30. Yeah, we get it.
The only lie here is that it was after the game.
No, it was after the first half.
I took a nap. So,
you saw that field goal going. He's like, yeah, they're done.
I was in the streets for a little while. Then, you know, I heard Marilyn Mike do that thing. Shout out to Marilyn Mike.
On the streets.
Yeah, I was in the streets yesterday. I was in the streets yesterday. And so then, you know, you take a little nap. Because I'm like, oh, man, I ain't worried about them 4 o'clock games.
Those regular 4 o'clock naps. Just like everybody else.
And I woke up and I had about 30 text messages that said, yo, your boy crashing out.
You got to address that tomorrow. 215-592-9494. More of your reaction to the game coming up. Plus, we got to get to another thing that's become a theme over the first month now. Another elephant in the room. That's next. Good thing Odyssey paid for that elephant. That's all coming up, and it's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Sportsbook app, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who will win with FanDuel. Any play could be the play of the game. And when the Jets and Dolphins and the Bengals and Broncos play tonight, wow, we got some barn burners tonight. FanDuel's giving all customers a 50% profit boost or two 30% profit boost tokens. You take your pick. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 50% PBT or two 30% PBTs this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any stat. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet the Jets versus Dolphins and the Bengals versus Broncos with a 50% or two 30% profit boost tokens. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner in the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.